With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A group of Senate Democrats has agreed to join Republicans in ending the government shutdown.
The Senate voted to move forward on compromise legislation that would advance three annual spending bills and fund the government until late January in exchange for a mid-December vote on extending health care subsidies. The agreement also includes a reversal of the mass firings of federal workers by the Trump administration since the shutdown began and would ensure that federal workers receive back pay.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. He reports it could still be several days before final votes are taken and the president signs a bill to reopen the government. Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen explains why she was among those Democrats supporting a compromise with Republicans.
The agreement reinstates thousands of fired federal workers and provides back pay to more than a million others. It advances three bipartisan funding bills. It restores a real bipartisan appropriations budget process.
Shaheen among the small group of Senate Democrats who voted to extend the government funding until late January. That's in exchange for a mid-December vote on extending the health care tax credits. And, of course, the House still has to approve whatever deal the Senate achieves later this week. The flight cancellations at airports across the U.S. are expected to persist even after the shutdown comes to an end. The FAA has reduced flights at some air traffic controllers who have gone without pay for weeks and stopped showing up for work. Complicated matters as they've been patient and trying to receive their pay. It will take a little while to get things back up and running, even when it continues. The government, rather, is reopened and things are getting back to normal. A booming session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last glance up by about 402 points. This is SRN News. Americans are reading the Bible more these days. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a poll conducted by the Barna Group, weekly Bible reading amongst adults has climbed to 42%, up 12 points from last year. The survey also reveals that young people are leading the surge. Nearly 50% of Generation Z and millennials are consulting the scriptures at least once a week now. However, the Barna poll also reveals that a portion of the folks reading the Bible regularly don't really accept its authority, but at least they're interested. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, has launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of incoming Mayor Zohran Mamdani. The ADL says the goal is to, in its words, protect Jewish residents across the five boroughs during a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City. Many Jews are concerned about Mamdani, who is a harsh critic of Israel, and has voiced support for the global intifada. This is SRN News. A trial is at long last underway for a Saudi doctor accused of a deadly car ramming attack that left six people dead at a Christmas market in Germany last year.
51-year-old Talib Ab Abdulmohsen was brought by helicopter to a temporary courtroom in Magdeburg, specially set up for the trial, and sat behind a bulletproof screen.
Für den Fall, dass der
a spokesperson for the court said the defendant could face a life prison sentence if convicted. Five women and a boy died and many more injured in the attack that lasted just over a minute. Al Abdulmohsen arrived in Germany in 2006 and had received permanent residency. Nearly 50 hearing days have been scheduled through March 2026 with heightened security in place. I'm Nayan Kim.
Small businesses among those being impacted by the ongoing government shutdown. SBA-backed lending operations grinding to a halt. Around 4,800 small business loans worth $2.5 billion have been delayed. More from SRNNews.com.